Now, John Jones getting suspended is really bad for the UFC. But we've got this fight, Pierre versus Bisping, which is going to be absolutely massive. That's going to be the next big fight that's coming along. As far as I'm concerned, I had a break. I didn't have an holiday. It's a while since I've actually been on holiday. I like to go on holiday. I like going to Wales, Pembrokeshire, stuff like that. But I'm careful with my money these days. I need to save it. At the end of the day, I'm going to think about it like this. You're sitting somewhere and you're enjoying it for what it is. If you're thinking, oh, I can get more enjoyment out of this, I can get more enjoyment out of this, you'll end up disappointed. You just take it for what it is, and that is enjoyment. Don't say, oh, I can get better enjoyment out of this. You just unconsciously enjoy it. Don't say, oh, I could get a better view of the sun, I could go better to a better place to get a better view. Oh, so I was on this drug, I'll probably have a better experience watching this or dealing with things. You've got a serious problem there. You need to take, if you're enjoying yourself, you need to take it as it is. And that's how you enjoy yourself more. I found out that. That's how I think. Because,
that's what it is. If anyone doesn't believe me, then they're toast.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather 49-0. Will it be 49-1? Is the case. No, I don't see Don King about. Woohoo! So he ain't getting money out of it. Oh. You know, it really stinks to have people really trying to push your buttons. Now, I couldn't understand it, but then I can't. You see, everybody knows that life evolves and it grows. Now, you don't want the BBC, you want my news. My news is more big news. That's big news. Not the government, or Donald Trump, or Mayweather versus McGregor, an interview with New Jack and ECW. Now, that's big news. An interview in 1992 by Stretch from the Live Squad saying how he got into the rap game. Now, that's big news. An unknown guy from the Ukraine got stuck between a rock and took him 3 hours to get out of it. Now that's big news. Not this. Anyway, here we go. McGregor getting ready for the fight. Now, he's going to use unorthodox moves. He ain't going to use traditional boxing. Traditional boxing is your hands up, hands down. You go where it going. Look, you see McGregor, what he's doing. His hands are going in like, it's unorthodox. It's martial arts way of punching. It's more Taekwondo type. So you just get him with them. What he'll be doing now, he's got him with like 6 punches here. Already, 7 punches. He would have him there, then he would grip him, start kicking him, and then he would be on the floor right away. They'd have nowhere to go, basically. This is the point. Obviously Mayweather is going to let him throw every punch that he needs. So you're getting him with them unorthodox jabs. Very good perception is Conor McGregor. So you'd have that jab there. And as he has that jab, he would have had a chance to take him down or hit him with an elbow or a kick to the head. Because his face is wide open. As his face is wide open there. So his face is wide open again. Kick him to the knees, face wide open. You'd get him with a big uppercut. Now he moves out of the way like that. Steps out of the way, and that ain't traditional boxing for you there. See? Hey, showing off a little bit like Nate Diaz does, the Diaz brothers. Putting his hand behind his back. You see, this is what UFC offers. You don't give a... You know, characters. You don't really see much characters in boxing. Except from like Muhammad Ali or something. But McGregor is sizing him up. Like, all he needs to do, if this was UFC, is sweep his hand out of the way, basically. Like Wing Chun type of way. Sweep his hand out of the way. And then just go boom, 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 boom on him. Basically. That'll be it. Not knocking Mayweather, but I think he is a master when it comes to the art of boxing and knowing what rounds they are and things like that. You see that uppercut there? That was not a traditional boxing uppercut. That was used at a distance. Same with that punch. That was a traditional boxing punch. That was used in a kind of Muay Thai distance. As he's doing, he's sizing him up, watching his body movement. And all he'd have to do, basically, is kick him and go in. Go straight into him and that'd be it. His defence wouldn't work. I'm telling you. But Mayweather don't look unfazed as round one goes to Conor McGregor. As he throws them unorthodox punches. Now that uppercut that he threw was more like a Taekwondo uppercut. No, that was a Jeet Kune Do uppercut. How he threw it with his left arm up. Right, look, he's moving his thing there. He's not, when it's a boxing uppercut, your face is coming up with your hand, your shoulder and hip with a uppercut like he were doing is more a Jeet Kune Do type of uppercut. What he's doing is he's moving his body, he's twisting his hip as he's doing it, and as his left leg goes forward, he's moving his left hand back and using his reach of his right hand and got him with an uppercut. Now that could have been very dangerous, that could have knocked him out, but it didn't. Mayweather, you are unlucky bastard. And see that there? If it was in the octagon now, just unload him and him. Bang, bang, bang. He's in the corner. Bang, 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 bang. He could not get out of the corner. You just kick him, grip him, and that'll be it. Look, he's punching him in the back of the head now, and the referee's warning him about it. But that's what would happen in UFC. You'd hit him in the back of the head, and then you'd start elbowing him in the back of the head. That's what he's doing. He's circling around Mayweather, hitting him in the back of the head. This fight would be over with. Straight away, if it was in the octagon. But obviously it's not in the octagon, it's boxing. But McGregor is basically beating Mayweather at his own game. But you know what Mayweather's tactics are. You already got it in his head what his tactics are. Look, straight shot there. Great timing, he's out boxing Mayweather. Basically. In the second round. Another left jab, he just flicks that left jab. As he's moving, he's trying to move his arms. As he's doing it, he's just coming in with them extended left arms. That's unorthodox way of doing things in boxing. Just hitting him and hitting him. Mayweather wouldn't stand a chance in the octagon. When he's putting his arms up, You just move his eye, put his arm, sizing his movements, and you'll just go straight in and catch him. Look, that was a straight up overhand hook. That weren't boxing hook, really. That was straight up overhand martial art hook and then a left jab by Mayweather. Surprised that didn't get him. I think McGregor should have gone for the knockout. As soon as he has an opportunity to see that, hit him with one of them uppercuts right on the jaw. You see, he's moving in, hitting him to the body, moving in, hitting him to the body, and you can do all sorts after that if it was UFC. Look again, that quick uppercut there by McGregor. Hit him with about three hooks, uppercut, and look, he's circling around him now. That's the thing. Hits him with an uppercut, he circles around, hitting him on the back of the head. He's got a backside on him now. All he'd have to do is take him down. In that movement there, he's hitting him on the back of his head. All he'd have to do is take him down. Look. Again, he's hitting him on the back of the head there. He's moving around, outboxing Mayweather. Then he's moving right to his back, hitting him, hammer fisting him. All he'd have to do then is so easy, just take him to the ground. He should have done it just for the fuck of it. That's what I wanted McGregor to do, just to bend the rules a bit. Just to take him down and then turn it into a real UFC fight. He's behind Mayweather. All he'd have to do is grab him by the stomach, right on the back, throw him to the ground, and he'd ground and pound him. That would be it. So, Mayweather, yeah, you're the king of boxing, but you'd not last a second in McGregor's world. McGregor has actually outboxed you in the first two rounds of your world. So really, McGregor's got nothing to lose here. I think he don't give a shit whether he wins or loses. If I was McGregor now, I'd just go for the takedown and just give fans what they want to see. A laugh. Like, just start just throwing kicks and shit like that. Look, he's out the corner there. Again, he's out the corner. Combinations there, he's hitting him on the back of his head. Referee's like, no. That's what you do in UFC. That's how you get to your opponent in a fight, is hitting him on the back of the head. Once you're circling the opponent, that's what you do. And here we go, back of the head again. Boom, boom, boom. There. His hands are down, back of the head. He'd throw knees, he'd be hammer fishing him, throwing knees. He'll be down, he'll be out. Look, Mayweather's trying to wrestle. Like, what Mayweather holding McGregor there? McGregor would just basically twist his hips, trip him up, and he'd be on the ground. Simple. Every time McGregor goes unorthodox, the referee soon stops him. If you look at that. But I gotta say, McGregor is actually outboxing Mayweather in the first couple of rounds. If I was McGregor, I'd go for the punch. There again is UFC with the referee telling him again, stop hitting him on the back of the head. But that is MMA world, that's what you do. You'd be doing that as well as kneeing him in the head. And there he's faster than Mayweather as well. Look at him, he's faster than Mayweather. Hitting him with combinations, unorthodox combinations, with them left hands, just hitting with the left hand, extending the left hand, moving his left hand round like a true martial artist would, studying his body movement, and then extending his left hand, then going for the right hand to the stomach. You see, Mayweather tried throwing punches, but he's doing what a true martial artist does by moving his body and then coming back with the punch. It's like the yin and yang, the intercepting fist. And look, he's just flicking them punches, observing Mayweather's arms, and then just flicking them punches, scoring, basically. Now, I'm not even excited, because I know what Mayweather's plan is. His plan is traditional boxing. He is just making sure that he don't get knocked out. Look, again, bang, bang, UFC, bang, bang. Gets him with the hammer fist right at the back of McGregor. You can see the crowd laughing because they know that he's on the back of McGregor there. He's using the hammer fist, the referee splits him. He's the back of McGregor, Mayweather. So all he has to do there is just launch him and put him in a back mount. He could just put it right in a back mount and start hitting him and hitting him, hitting him in the back mount now. It's the end of round three, and McGregor obviously has done it round three now. And Mayweather's really happy because he knows, look at it, them hammer fists to the back. But that's what you do. There's too much rules and regulations in boxing for McGregor to really win unless he goes for the knockout. That uppercut, he had a good chance. That was a good uppercut that he could have used. But he needed to hit hard, man. He should have gone for the early knockout. Should really have. But he didn't. Mayweather's got lucky in them three rounds, to be honest with you. Now, after this, I'm not really going to go into it. After this, you can see McGregor's breathing heavily. Because this is Mayweather's world. He knows what he's doing. He wants to tire out. Even though the start of the third round, he's got him in the corner there. He'll just kick him, smack him, smack him. Elbow fist him, knee him. Put him on the ground and finish him. But he should have gone for the finish right there. He nearly had the finish. When I was watching it, I thought, yes, this is the finish. Well, here we go. After that, Mayweather, basically in the fourth, then Mayweather comes to his plan. He sees that McGregor's breathing deeply, and the art of intelligence he knows in boxing that made him 49-0. That's what he does. Because obviously Mayweather has got more endurance, but that would not work in a fight in an octagon situation. It only work in a boxing situation. Like if you had a swimming contest or a cycling contest, yeah, Mayweather would beat McGregor, because that's how he does it as a boxer. He has relied on his endurance throughout his career. And you see, Mayweather is just basically, McGregor's getting him so many holds, he could just take him down so many ways. But really, the fourth round, start of the fourth round, McGregor still in control, but he's breathing heavily, and Mayweather senses that. And soon, you know, Mayweather's moving his head now, and he's just gonna hit lightly, because McGregor's hitting with force, and now Mayweather's gonna hit lightly and get in control of the fight, which he's doing now by moving his head and using boxing, the art of boxing, basically. And after that, basically, Mayweather controls the fight. He basically did control the fight. But, and then, ninth round comes, which I'm very surprised that McGregor actually made it to the ninth round. You've got to give McGregor that. Mayweather finishes McGregor. And hats off to Mayweather, because that's a great achievement. He's won big fight after big fight. And that, if Mayweather is right in retiring, and right, Conor and Mayweather respect each other. Obviously, Mayweather, his recent interviews and everything, he seemed to have grown up a bit. He seems a lot more humble. And basically, he knows because it's the end of his career, he's accomplished what he's accomplished. Don't take it away from Mayweather, right? The boxing terms, he's great. He'll go down as one of the greats. 50-0, that's great. You know, he's accomplished all that he needs to accomplish. McGregor has accomplished something with this fight as well. He's done better than I expected him to do, to be honest. So McGregor, both of them have won, basically. Because McGregor is a fighter and Mayweather is a boxer. So there's a difference between a fighter, a proper combat person, and boxer. Mayweather is a traditional boxer who knows what he's doing, And that's what tactic he used to win the fight. So not taking away from Mayweather because it's boxing. But it's not going to save boxing. UFC is the sport. But both of them won. And McGregor did very well. So he's got nothing to be ashamed of. And Mayweather, obviously, has accomplished what he's accomplished in boxing. Very good, 50-0. Like him shouting out to Ireland and everything. So there's no need to boo Mayweather, because you always give him shout out to Ireland and everything. You know, all these talks before the fight are all just to antagonise an opponent, basically. It's not personal, because after the fight, shake hands, that's it. Very few fights you see that. Apart from Daniel Cormier, he was a sore loser. I'm not even going to hear his comments on Jones and his steroid thing. Anyway, this is the O.G to the E, and that was the fight. A big fight in the world. But both of them came out as winners. And that's all I got to say about that.